Avoid inconvenience, said the judge in the Pascal Abidor case. Travelers should simply leave whatever they don't want searched at home. That wasn't an option for the anonymous Jane Doe, a 54-year-old woman from New Mexico whose privacy was violated right down to the viscera. She's being represented by ACLU lawyer Laura Shower Ives, who says her client was pulled aside for a secondary search while entering El Paso from Juarez and sent to a lineup. Then a CBP dog jumped on her, which Ives says was the impetus for what happened next. If you're squeamish, we advise you to turn your radio down for a few minutes, because the description of this search is necessarily graphic.
The agents asked her to remove her pants and to crouch down, spread her genitalia, and cough. They asked her to bend forward. They shone a flashlight on her anus and visually inspected that area. They then asked her to lean backwards, holding herself up with her back arms, and they did the same to her vagina.
They found no drugs, so as Jane Doe tells it, this is what happened next. She was handcuffed and sent to a local medical center for more invasive measures. She asked if they had a search warrant. They said they didn't need one. They handcuffed her to a bed, made her ingest a laxative, and observed the inevitable result. Still no drugs. They x-rayed her. Still no drugs. At this point, Laura Ives says her client was in tears. Still handcuffed to the bed, she was told by a doctor to spread her legs.
He first inserted a speculum into her vagina and observed visually. He then put his fingers or hand in her vagina and his other hand on top of her abdomen and rubbed in between. He did the same with a rectal exam. While this is happening, the residents are watching, the agents are watching, the door is open. There's absolutely no privacy given to her, and also not the general kind of comforting direction that a physician usually provides a woman in say, like a gynecological exam, where they say, I'm going to
do this. This will be cold.
Right. There was none of that. It was order after order with them violating her, and she felt sexually assaulted.
Next on the list, according to the complaint, a CAT scan. And just like the search at the port of entry, the forced bowel movement, x-ray and cavity exams, it revealed nothing. After 6 hours of invasive searches, Jane Doe was free to go.
Then the agents told her that if she signed a consent form, they would ensure that the hospital didn't charge her. But if she refused, the hospital would send her a bill.
Refuse, she did, and send her a bill, they did, just shy of $6,000. A nurse told her that her ordeal was pretty routine, not to Jane Doe.
Jane Doe is not unlike many other victims of sexual assault. She's unable to leave the house without fear. Whenever she recounts this event, she cries. She's unable to be intimate with her husband. And the people who are supposed to protect us, physicians and law enforcement, perpetrated this.
The ACLU filed suit on her behalf against the agents, the hospital, and the doctors, claiming that her Fourth and 14th Amendment rights had been violated. Ives says that while it's true that there are diminished constitutional protections at the border, this case is outrageous enough to shock the conscience of the court.
With every search, they had more and more information that whatever suspicion they originally had was mistaken. This search done in our names, I can't imagine it would ever be worth it. This shouldn't happen to any other of our fellow citizens.
Laura Shower Ives is an attorney with the ACLU of New Mexico. CBP in El Paso gave us this statement, quote, CBP stresses honor and integrity in every aspect of our mission, and the overwhelming majority of CBP employees and officers perform their duties with honor and distinction, working tirelessly every day to keep our country safe. We do not tolerate corruption or abuse within our ranks, and we fully cooperate with any criminal or administrative investigations of alleged misconduct by any of our personnel on or off duty.